Well, Mr. Ace was finally able to convince Mr. Neff to put up the money he needed for his deal. But he is annoyed at Jane for interfering in his business ventures. In fact, as our scene opens now at the Ace's bungalow the next morning, we find him still at it. It's just after breakfast, and he pauses on his way to the office to tell Jane a thing or two. Listen.
Now, you understand what I've been telling you, Jane?
Yes, I understand. And stop howling. My goodness, I'm not deaf and dumb.
Nobody accused you of being deaf.
Well, then stop howling at me. If you have to talk, get it off your chin, but don't holler.
Well, I'm sorry if I raised my voice, but I want to make it clear that you're not to get yourself involved in any tea shops or the like. Can't you just find things to do around the house to keep you busy? Other women do.
Oh, other women. Why didn't you marry some other women then?
Oh, that's not the point. That's talking ridiculous. Jane, you know I wouldn't have married anybody but you.
Oh, you would, too. Wouldn't you?
Why, no. Now, don't even
talk. Oh, you would, too. Wouldn't you?
Of course not. How can you even...
Oh, you would, too. Wouldn't you?
All right, I would.
There, I knew it couldn't last.
Well, I tried my best. Why do you want to start an argument like that? All I said is that other women manage to keep busy without getting their husbands involved in jail and night courts and whatnot. Why can't you do what they do?
Oh, well, all they do is play bridge.
Well, all right, play bridge then. As bad as you play, I won't wind up trying to get you out of jail.
But I don't like to play bridge, especially with a bunch of women.
All right, then, don't play.
Well, what am I going to do all day then? It's easy enough for you and Marge. You both go downtown, you meet people, and you talk, and you make money. But I sit here all day like a bum on a log, not doing a thing.
Well, can't you find something to do? What do other women do?
There's those other women again. What other women are you talking about?
Nobody in particular. I mean all the wives of the husbands I meet downtown during the day.
Oh, you meet other women downtown?
No, no. I meet the husbands of the wives. And those husbands tell me that their wives manage to keep themselves occupied during the day.
Oh, don't be so girlable.
Girlable?
Yes. You ought to be glad I'm not like those wives. I've seen the way they play bridge. They pray into each other's affairs and they carry gospel. I suppose you'd like it if I turned out to be like that.
Well, I'd like it better than having you wind up in jail doing things behind my back like renting that tea shop without my knowing about it. I've got to know everything that goes on here,
dear. Jen. Please, not in front of Laura.
What?
What is it, Laura?
Ma'am, Miss Marge is calling you.
Marge, what about?
I think she wants you to help her about getting dressed.
Oh, just a minute, Marge.
Oh, come back here, Jane. I want to talk to you.
Oh, I can't now, dear. Marge is calling you.
Well, I want you to promise me that you won't... Oh, I can't get anywhere, but... Laura?
Yes, sir?
Come here, Laura.
Come here, sir.
Come closer.
Oh, now, Mr. Race, I left the last place I worked because of Mr.
What are you raving about? I want to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
It's private, and I can't shout this. I want you to, Laura, how would you like to make a dollar extra every week?
A dollar?
Yeah, here's what I want you to do. I want you to watch Mrs. A. Anything she does during the day that's unusual, I want you to call me up at the office and let me know. Well?
Buying, sir.
Well, yes, in a way.
Cattle tailing on Mrs. A.
Well, I mean...
Field pigeon?
Well, I didn't mean exactly...
That will be a dollar and a half, sir.
I couldn't
do that for less than a dollar and a half, sir.
Oh, a dollar and a... Well, is that your regular fee? I mean...
Oh, no, sir. I ain't never done this before. You see, I'm more on housekeeping and cooking.
I know, yes, yes. But the way dollar and a half, it seems kind of...
Well, that's the best I can do, sir.
Oh, I suppose you'd be losing money if you did it for less.
Oh, no, sir. It's just that ever since I didn't win that movie quiz I was working on, I've been kind of disappointed, and I need...
Oh, yes, yes, I see the movie quiz. All right, it's a dollar and a half.
Yes, sir, thank you,
well, come back,
sir.
Here. Wait a minute. Do you understand what I want?
You want me to call you up and tell you what Mrs. Ace is doing, isn't that it?
Yes, but not just everything she's doing. Anything unusual.
Unusual?
Yes. Now, from now on, you keep your ears open around here, and if anything unusual, like that tea shop business, happens, you just let me know.
Yes, sir.
Now, here's my card. Here. That's my phone number.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Now, you keep this quiet. You understand,
oh,
Laura?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, hide that card. Here they come. Well, Marge, come on. You're making me late.
I'm sorry. I was trying to get into this new dress and I needed help.
Oh, it looks beautiful, Marge, doesn't it, dear?
Well, yes, it's fine. Well, let's go. Come on.
Bye, Jane. See you at dinner.
Goodbye, Marge.
Now, remember, Jane, will you? Will you please try to keep out of trouble?
Oh, now, don't start that again.
Yeah, stop picking on her.
I'm not picking on her. I only tried to make her see.
Yes, I know. She told me all about it.
Well, is that asking
too? No, I don't think so. Be good, Jane. I'll see you later.
Oh, be good. It's easy enough for you to talk. Both of you go downtown every day.
Tonight, we'll have some fun.
Goodbye.
Is this the car out in front already?
Yes, there it is.
Well, this is service.
There they go, and here I am.
Yes, ma'am. What? Nothing, ma'am. I just said yes, ma'am.
Oh, why? Haven't you anything to do? What are you standing here for?
I didn't mean anything, ma'am.
Well, all right, but don't let it happen again.
No, ma'am.
Wait a minute, Laura. I guess I'll have to plan dinner again.
Don't you want me to plan it like I've been doing for the past month?
No, I haven't anything else to do now. I might as well get back to my same old humbug existence.
Yes, ma'am. What will it be tonight, ma'am?
Well, a fruit cup to start with, I guess.
Yes, ma'am. A fruit cup's nice, ma'am.
And then, let me see, lamb chops, I guess.
Lamb chops, yes, ma'am.
Baked potatoes, peas, and a salad, a mixed green salad.
Yes, ma'am.
And for dessert, Jack Benny with whipped cream and some cookies and coffee.
Yes, ma'am. Shall I call up and have it sent?
Well, isn't that the door?
Yes, ma'am, I think it was.
Well, see who it is.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, where's that cap I told you to wear?
Oh, I got it in the kitchen, ma'am.
Well, why aren't you wearing it?
Well, I wasn't expecting company this early, ma'am. Yes, sir, who do you want to see?
Is Mrs. Ace at home?
Yes, sir, I'll see if she is. Who is it?
Well, tell her Mr. Jackson will care. I think she'll recall my name.
Mr. Jackson?
Who is it, Laura?
It's Mr. Jackson, ma'am.
Mr. Jackson? Which Mr. Jackson?
I don't know, ma'am. It's a new one on me.
May I come in, Mrs. Ace?
Oh, Mr. Jackson. Why, sure, I remember you.
I was hoping you would.
Of course I do. You're that bridge teacher that came here and showed me how to play bridge.
Yes, of course. At least I tried to show you.
Yes. How are you, Mr. Jackson? Sit down.
Oh, thank you.
Well, this is a surprise. Do you know I never have played bridge since that day you were out here showing me how to play?
Really? Well, I can quite understand that, Mrs. Ace. I have a proposal to make to you.
Mr. Jackson, I'm married.
Married? No, no, no. I mean, I have a business proposal. I'll come right to the point. Would you be interested in accepting an offer to demonstrate bridge that should not be played at my school?
Pardon?
Yes, I can quite understand your astonishment, Mrs. Ace. You see, this rather daring method of teaching bridge occurred to me just last night while watching a game in a bridge club. I noticed that several other onlookers watching the game with me all realized how badly the hand was being played. So the thought occurred to me that if I could show my pupils how the average bridge player mutilates a hand, they would be more apt to retain the object lesson. I toyed with the idea all night. Hardly slept a wink. Here I am this morning prepared to begin this rather revolutionary method of teaching bridge. And for that, I want you, Mrs. Ace.
You pardon my sarcasm, but I don't know what you mean.
Well, Mrs. Ace, I've tried to be explicit.
Well, explain it in words of one cylinder. What was it now? You went to a bridge game last
night.
No,
we'll omit that for the moment. You understand that I have a bridge school, do you not?
Yes, you've got a bridge school.
Yes, I have pupils. They take lessons in bridge every afternoon.
Yes, they take lessons.
Quite right. Now, I want to teach them by a new method. In order to play a bridge hand right, they must realize when it's being played wrong, right?
Did you say you didn't sleep well last night, Mr. Jackson?
Did I? Mustn't lose my temper. Mrs. Ace, I'm trying to explain to you that I want you to come and work for me at my new bridge school.
Work for you? Is that what you... Oh, well, why didn't you say so? Oh, no, I couldn't work. My husband wouldn't let me. We were just talking about that this morning. He said I shouldn't do anything but play bridge.
He said you should? Mm-hmm. Well, that's all this work is, playing bridge.
What?
All you have to do is play bridge. Only you play it at my school and you get paid for playing it.
Get paid? Well, suppose I lose.
Lose? There's no losing.
Well, I might.
But you don't play it to win or lose. You merely play the hand badly, as only you can.
Play it badly?
Yes, and the pupils make notes of your mistakes.
They make notes of my mistakes?
That's the idea, Mrs. Ace.
Well, suppose I don't make any mistakes.
I'll take that chance. Mrs. Ace, I remember you quite well.
Well, thanks. I remember you, too.
Would you be interested in my proposition? I'm quite anxious to get started at once. You see, my spring class begins this afternoon. Can you come? I'll pay you $5 an afternoon.
$5 an afternoon? Well, how much are we going to play for?
Well, we play for whatever stakes you agreed upon. You see, some like to play for big stakes. You don't play for anything. You merely demonstrate the way you would play the hand. I remember your game is quite distinctive.
It does, huh?
Yes, it's set. Can you begin this afternoon? Classes are from 2 to 4, 4 afternoons a week. That would be $20 a week for you.
Well, let me see. $5 an afternoon. He said I could play bridge. $20 a week. That's not to be sneezed. Excuse me, Mr. Jackson. I'm thinking it over.
Yes, that's quite all right.
Why shouldn't I? I think I will. Brick, I will. All right, Mr. Jackson, I will.
You will?
Yes. Brady took a chance, so will I. What do I have to do?
Well, you come early, Mrs. Ace, for the first day or so, and I'll show you exactly what my plan is. Here. There's my card.
Thank you. Is this the address here?
Yes. May I expect you at 1 o'clock this afternoon?
All right. Oh, I'll have to hurry. I've got a lot of things to do.
You're quite right, then. Good morning, Mrs. Ace.
Goodbye. I'll see you later, then.
Until 1 o'clock. Cheerio.
Laura... Oh, there you are. Laura, have you got everything for dinner?
I was just going to get it when that man came in, Mrs. A.
Well, you get it. I've got to hurry and get dressed.
Yes, ma'am. I know about it, ma'am.
And hurry back, Laura. I've got to go somewhere.
Yes, ma'am. I will, ma'am. E-4055. E-A-4055. Hello, Mr. Ace?
Yes?
This is Laura.
Oh, yes, Laura. What is it?
It's about Mrs. Ace, remember?
Yes, what about her?
Well, she's going to play bridge this afternoon.
Play bridge? Is that what you call me up? Didn't I tell you only to call if it's unusual?
Well, this is
what I know is. She's going to play bridge. Don't bother me with stuff like that. I told her she could.
You told
yes,
me?
Yes, and don't be calling me up with information.
Well, Jane's at it again, and this time Mr. Race was warned, even if he wouldn't listen to the warning. We learn more about Jane's new venture when next we meet the Easy Aces.